is Hitzas Hameis. Of course, we have the Gemara on today's daf. It says, Tanu Rabbanan Mevatel Torah Hitzas Hameis. You have to be Mevatel Torah for the mitzvah of Hitzas Hameis, right? Which is a Levaya. I saw one of the Achranim that the Mesitta brings down as a whole clear. What's the Iker Levaya? Is it on the way to, let's say, the Tahara? Or is it from there to the Kvura? I'm pretty sure they bring down the acres from there to the Kvura. I'll call upon him. So we have two shitas. The shita of Rav is that you need 12,000 people. That's called Sarkai. The shita of Rabbi Yochanan is that you need 600,000 people. And if you don't have that, so you have to be Mevatel. And if it's someone who taught Torah, there's mamish no shir whatsoever. Okay, and it's nifstak lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simin Shin Samchalef, Sifalef, like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. So what it comes out halacha is, also based on Rashi and the Ran, is that if you have a person who basically is an Amal Aretz who didn't learn Torah really at all, right, which is not so many of those people, but okay, there are some, so then he needs 10 people. Rashi says, you know, Kedei Tzarkoi, just to be misasik in the Kfru, the Ran adds 10 people. And if I remember correctly, it's also nifsak lahalacha, so he needs 10 people. Someone who's a learned person but didn't teach Torah, 600,000, if he doesn't have 600,000, you have a chiv to be mevatel talmud Torah, letzas hameis. And if it's someone who taught Torah, so then there's no shir whatsoever. It doesn't make a difference. So of course, the obvious question is, we don't do this. Right? You know, we hear announcements for Levayas or signs up for Levayas all the time, and we're not all saying, okay, Levayas, I close the books, let's go to the Levaya. And the same thing you could ask when it comes to Achmas Kalajist. I think it's a little bit more sharp when it comes to, I'm going to finish by 12 o'clock.
Okay, no problem.
Okay? Yes. So when it comes to Levayas, a lot of times you hear the Ram call, so maybe it's a little bit more late. Okay, so the Shaila is, what's going on over here? Furthermore, the Rama says that in Astam, we assume that a person is a person who at least learned, who at least learned Torah. The Mechaber, the Achranim point out that the Mechaber is not much like that. So what's going on here? What's pshat in our Minhag Olam? It seems like we're partially taking a whole halacha and ignoring it. So I found, with a lot of help in the Sifta, but Baruch Hashem, I looked up the Makaris, a number of possible explanations. So first of all, right off in art, we have a Rosh. The Rosh and the Ran brings down a Yesh Mefarshim, who says that the whole din is a Rishos. It's not a Chiyuv, it's a Rishos. And the Rosh brings that they have three Rayas. Raya number one is the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah says, Nevatel Talmud Torah for Meis Mitzvah. So the Mashmal is over there. It says, Dafka Meis Mitzvah. And the way the Yesh Mefarshim learns it is that since it's a Rishos, the Nevatel Talmud Torah, even if it's not a Meis Mitzvah, so if it's a Meis Mitzvah, it's a Chiyuv. Fine, that's Raya number one. Raya number two is our Gemara. The Gemara makes a big deal out of the fact that the Yehuda Rabbi Loi would be Mevatel Talmud Torah for Hitzas Hameis. If it's a Chiyuv, so what do you mean? Oh, Grace Anhaga from the Rebbe Yehuda Rabbi Loi. So it's mashma that it wasn't a Chiyuv, but this was like Anhaga that he adopted for himself. That's Raya number two. Raya number three is that the Yerushalmi seems the same before us in Medaktik and Beis HaMedrash when it comes to Mason Kalayim. So the Rosh and the Ran are Darucha, all three Rayas. They hold that the Gemara and Megillah is only talking about Mason Mitzvah, Agav, all the other dinim over there. And it's Lav Davka when it comes to Mevatel Talmud Torah. Number two, the Gemara of the Rabbi Lai is that Adrabo, it's bringing a Raya that even someone who's Tarasu Nasai did it, so Koshik and everybody else. And number three, the Yerushalmi, he says, the Yerushalmi holds that what it means is that in Medaktik based on Medrash, that if there's the Kohen learning Torah in the base of Medrash and someone dies and he's in the oil on Mace, he doesn't have to leave. Not like the Bavli, obviously. I'll call upon him, this Shita is Midcha from the Halacha, but we do find that it happens sometimes that Minhag Olam is like a Shita Yechida, which is Midcha, I'll call upon him from the the major main Rishayim. Where do we have an example? There's numerous examples, just one example, wearing hats on Shabbos, right? According to, if I remember correctly, Rabbeinu Hananel, the way he learns of the Gemara in Shabbos, that wearing hats, that the brim is a tefach, is an isra of oil. And that's the way it's nifsuk in Shulchan Aruch. And the sheet of Rashi, that Rashi's maskan of the Gemara over there is that it's atu ha'itzah, that it might come to blow off your head. That's why it has to be tight. He holds that the maskan of the Gemara is that there's no isra of oil in hats whatsoever. So the minhag olam is to wear hats, right? And if you measure it, you'll see that, except for, some of the old school brisker hats that have very small brim, they are a tefach. So the Mishabura brings in Simin, Shin Aleph, Sivkan Kupman Bey. He brings that the Achrenim are busy trying to explain what's going on, and one of the Sheikhs that brings the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Minhag Olam is like Sheikhs Rashi. The Minhag Olam is like Sheikhs Rashi. Aye, Sheikhs Rashi is Nitzchim in Halacha. Okay. But Mitamol, the Minhag Olam goes like a Dasi Chidah. The Minhag Olam has a Koyach to do such a thing.
Niska, that's the problem.
Not in Shulchan Aruch.
No, it's just
Rashi. When he passes, he doesn't even quote you this Rashi. Just brings the Baruch Hanan. I'm sure in Beis Yosef he brings it.
Oh, he brings also the Rashi, which is the only Rashi.
Okay, but when he talks about the Israel, he doesn't bring any Chalkim.
No, he brings it over there.
But I'm just telling you that when he brings Legabe Israel, he does not bring any Chalkim. I'll call upon him. There's other examples, and I'm just being with Sinai as one example.
There is such
a concept that Minhag HaOlam can be typeface like a Dasi Yachid. So after the Minhag HaOlam is typeface like this Shita that the Rosh and the Ran bring, that it's only a Rishos, it's not a Chayva. Okay, that's one possibility. Next, Taisus is bothered. Hare, he says that Hilchos Derech Eretz and Rekiva said, wow, you know what I did today? I carried 4 mil, a mace that I found, to bury him in a proper cemetery. And they said every single step that you took was as if you spilled clean blood, so it's mashmo that you're not supposed to be involved in Torah. So Taisus says, no, that's a totally different reason over there. That's because mace mitzvah is kind of a timeline. And therefore it was ki'ilu shichas damim that you moved the mace mitzvah from where you're supposed to be buried. However, the Rimi Korvil learns not like that. And the Rima Kavil learns that it was Al Zvital Torah. Our Gemara says that Yemavachal Torah for itself Sameis is a chiluk between Talmud Torah and Shimusha Shal Torah. Because Gadol Shimusha Yosem Limuda. So what's the definition of Shimusha Shal Torah? So there is an Or Sameach in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the very beginning, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, that he says Yara Kasha. Rashi by Sukkah says Halachim with Bar Mitzvah are potter from Sukkah, and Rashi is one of his examples. Halachim with Bar Mitzvah is they're going to do what? To learn Torah. He says, I don't understand. There's a halacha that if you have a mitzvah and there's no, it's a mitzvah gufa, you can't have someone else do it for you. Someone else can't sit in the sukkah for you. You're mavachal Torah to do this mitzvah. So what in the world is Pshat and Rashi? So he said, the nicha daiti al pi the rimi karbil of hearing suvas on David Zion. Why? Because the rimi karbil says that shimusha is gedayla min limuda. And what's shimusha? He brings Rashi in brachos daf mem zayin, I think it is. I have it written down here somewhere. Rashi and Bracha says, what's Shimush Talmid Chachamim? I'm Aretz over there, according to one sheet, there's someone who wasn't Mishamish Talmid Chachamim. So what's Shimush Talmid Chachamim, says Rashi and Bracha? Who are Gemara? Hatali b'svara. Shahayim naislim l'divrei Mishnah ta'am. V'ahayim is'atzvim v'oizkin yachad v'hiderech ha'gemara. Okay? So therefore, in the words of the Aretz Sameach, he just, you know, maybe Havonas Tami Hamishna Bisvarasai Hanigra Bishem Gemara. So basically what he's trying to say is that Rashi over there is talking about where they're going for this. They're going to be Misasif Yachat for Gemara. So Al Pizeh, that Gemara, the whole derech of Limud HaGemara, whereas that you're not just, you know, being Mishanin Mishnayis and just getting, okay, it says this, but you're trying to understand and explain. Understand the difference is the derech of Gemara is Gadol Limud. So Al Pizeh, that's what we're doing all the time. We're learning Gemara all the time, even when people are learning Halacha nowadays. The way, at least, Akalponim, in the Litvisha Oilam, it's Mekubal, everything that we learn is always trying to understand and explain. It's never just, you know, like, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch style. So, Al Pi the Rimi Karbil, we have a Makar, that not only are you not Mekhoyu, it's Mamish Kishlichus Damim if you do such a thing. Okay? Okay, I'm not talking about them right now, I'm talking about us. Yeah, you missed the first part. Okay, that's why I said if they come late, I'm talking about us. So that's number two. So far we have the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rosh, and we have the Rimi Korbil. Number three, there's a Chalkas Mechaykik in Eben Ezer Simin Samech Hei, that he says, Legabi, it's talking with our Achnasas Kala, but our Gemara puts them together. He says, Ve'efshaloymar, Dafka Kishiroya Shenichnas in the Chuppah. When you see it happening, you see, oh, they're right now bringing the Kala to the Chuppah. So then, Sarach Lechavdom, you have to stop. Close your Gemara, go be mechavidim. Aval im yodeya sheish chobu b'yir. But you happen to know right now that there's a chasam going on. En tzarech levatum mimimudai v'leilich sham. You don't have to stop. So a pasvis, this would also apply to atzah sameis. And the hemek shelo, the netziv, Taka said this in Parshas Chayisara on the shoulders, Simon Yudalid, or he's based in the hemek shelo. He says that the shoulders first brings the memra of the Gemara, that kol ha-roye esameis ve'enoi melaveu is begin of loik l'rosh. And then after that he brings the din of mevatn tamo teiro. To tell you, the lashon that he says, is lamed didavka b'roye shenois in esameis. That it's only when you see them, carrying the mace, you see a levayo, that's when the chiv is chal. But if you happen to know about it, then not. And he brings also a raya from Maseches Eilo Ravasi, that it says Bishah and Mustam. It says Rabbi Yehuda, at least the lashon that he quotes. Mustam is talking about Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Levi, and the lashon that he brings in there is Bishah Shahir Raya Esameis. when he would see the mace. I'll put the arachrenim that are chaylik on this, but this is a very nice thing that's for us. Chalkas machaykek, the nitziv. So that the chiyuv is only chal if you see. If you don't see, it's not chal. I'm sure you could clarify if it's rishus, not rishus. Fine. So that's number three. Number four is that we have a ginas v'radim. Okay, the ginas v'radim is, I think, probably the most mechodesh out of all of them, right? Because the din that it's totally on Re'iyah, okay, we have mamisha a makar from the Sheltis and the Abel Rabasi, right? The Rimi Karvil, it's mamisha shita in the Rishonim, and it's based on the Seches Derech Eretz. Yesh Mefarshim in the Rosh, he has riots from Gemaras. This makar is the biggest chiddush, and needs a little bit of a beer. The ginas v'radim in Chelek Erechaim, Chal Dalet Semini Gimel, says like this. The din of Matan Talmud Torah, for it's also amazing, the Skala, is, oh, he's talking about the Skala, but again, they go together, Pashtus. He says it's only if you have enough time, after you're finished being Machnis Dem, that you could come back to the Beis Medrash, and still be Mekayim, and be Isaac in your Kliyus. But if having to go to the Chasana is going to be mavatal the whole kviyus, which I think in our sprach that would be called a seder, okay? If it's going to ruin the entire seder, so then not. And his lashon is.
You mean seder or you mean the amount?
Okay, yesh lazun. If he means a certain a parak a day, a daf a day, I think in svara you could say that the idea of a kviyus could be saiba echus and saiba kamas.
Yeah, but you always
Inochinami, the Lashonis of Chazal is like, you know, if he was in his battle during the day, so he's master during the night. What do you mean he's master during the night? You could have learned 10 hours, now you're learning 5 hours. So obviously, like the Arfa Sadiqim says, there's a certain amount that a person would be kivei up for himself to go through, but a person who doesn't do that in halakha limud, okay, we have a kviyus in terms of a daf a day, an amud a day, right, a parak a day, whatever it is, but many people, like amongst our chaverim downstairs, don't do it like that. And their kviyus is in time. Their kviyus is not in terms of how much they're supposed to be maspik. It's in time, right? So it's obviously much harder to nail down what the getter would be. But, you know, if let's say a seder is 3 hours and you're only going to have a half an hour, I think that's pretty barer that that's called a bittul of the seder. If you're going to have to take a half hour out of 3 hours, I think that's pretty barer. That's not called a bittul of the seder. Anywhere in between, okay, it could start to get blurry. I'll call upon him. I think it's fair to say that at least in many, many Jewish towns and cities, once upon a time, you know, if I'm not mistaken, there's Mishnayos that say that what's the gedder of a city? You have 3 chatzeres, and in each chatzer there's 2 houses, or something like that. The kids are Chazal's musagim of what was a city, right, and also the measurements of a house also, right? Like, you know, ches by ches amos, that's already like a palace. I'm going to be finished by 12 o'clock. Ches by ches amos, that's already a palace by Chazal. Mamish, a trakon shel malachim. Okay? So they're musagim. And also, I don't know if any of you have visited the European cities, right? The Beis HaKvaros was mamish like on the edge of the town. You know, you could see a levaya, jump out of the Beis Medrash, go be malavim, the whole thing start to finish could be 30 minutes. Finished. But nowadays, what, you're going to schlep all the way to the Beis Chaim, what do they call it, Eretz Chaim here in Beit Shemesh, and you're going to go to forget it. You're not losing a whole seder, you're going to lose the whole day, kimat. Right? And if you're in Shalayim, and you're going to have to go to Har Zeisim or Har Menuchos, forget it. You're being mevatel the whole thing. So what's his lashon though? His lashon is, Einai bedin, sheyevatel tamei Torah b'pnei mitzvah kalazu. So now, that lashon of mitzvah kala, I really don't know what to do with, because the Gemara says over here that Ahani leshtusei lesavo, this was why Reb Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok was zoichet to the amuda denura, the chag bedara, tre bedara. So I don't know how he could call it a mitzvah kala, but I'll call upon him. Oh, by the way, kala with a kuf. Now it's kala.
Sometimes it's adarava. Someone's lechave, someone's kal, when it shows the chavivos.
Okay. I wrote a whole stickle about it also.
But
you're right. I'm asking. I actually wrote a whole stickle about this yesterday. Okay. Those who have access to internet, look at it on matzav.com. But what I wanted to really stall on is, what's his inlay bedin? Said it's a kala, not it's a kala. What's his inlay bedin? I don't understand. If Chazal said that it's a chiv. Finished. So what is this inlay bedin? So here's an idea, a concept, and with this I will close. The whole chiyuv of Haitzas HaNeis and Achas Kalo is what's the chiyuv? Midin what? Chesed. It's one of the oifanim, it's one of the ways that you are mekayim the mitzvah of chesed. Now, we know there existed people in Klal Yisrael, and I think Adayim Ezeh, we still Baruch Hashem of people like this, that are Ayin Levin types. That they made the whole life chesed. The whole life they basically gave over to chesed. But that's Eino B'din. You can't be machayiv such a thing. In other words, chesed, the chiyuv of chesed in Svara, at least, I don't have a curse for this, but in Svara it makes sense that the chiyuv of chesed is a part, you have to fit it in. Okay, you have your life, right? And you have, you know, your job or your learning or whatever it is, right? You have your family, but you also have to fit in chesed. But you don't have to give up everything for chesed. So he's saying it's mistamer. So obviously you have to be kaveh, a shear for this. Everything needs a shear. So what's the shear? You take any segment of the day, like most people would break up their day into the morning, the afternoon, and the evening, right? So to take a part of your morning, to take a part of your afternoon, a part of your evening, and to have to give it to chesed, that's mistamer. But to have to give up the whole thing, that's already cute. Like I'm saying, okay, the chesed is overtaking everything. And that's Eino B'din. I'll go upon him a possible svara for the Gezvan. Means just the sikum. We start off with a kasha. That l'chara, we have a halach over here of a tzas ameis, that for someone who's not learned, so then, who didn't learn, so you have to have at least 10 people, so that's not such a kasha. For someone who did learn, didn't teach, 600,000, that's nifsek l'halacha. Someone who taught, no shear whatsoever, and we asked Lachar, we don't do this, and we gave four possible reasons for the explanation for our minhag ha'olam. Number one is the Ish Mefarshim in the Rush that holds that it's Harishus. Number two is the Rimi Karbil Gadol Shimusha Yoyster Minimudo. Number three is the Chalkis Mechaikik in the Nitziv, that it's only if you see. And number four is the Ginas Radim, that if it's going to mamish take up the whole Knius, then it's Eino B'din that you have to be Mevatel. Shkoyach.